best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
So Joe's filling in for Trevor all this week, and we've already had a pretty fun conversation this morning talking about the woman that went viral in Texas by licking ice cream at a Walmart and then putting it back on the shelf.
She's not a woman. She's a monster. She's a monster.
No, because I just sit there and kind of giggle going, okay, whatever. Funny little prank. It's kind of gross.
It's disgusting.
But apparently in Texas, that's called felony tampering. And you're looking up to 20 years in prison. Texas don't bleep around, man.
No.
That is one state you don't want to do nothing bad in.
Especially Bluebell in Texas. You know, they are not going to take kindly to that.
So it was a video. She went in with her boyfriend, opens up a tub of what Joe just said, Bluebell, tin roof, which is one of my favorites too, licks the top of it, closes the lid, puts it back on the shelf. They have a laugh and they end the video and walk
out. It's the height, the absolute peak of human stupidity and arrogance. Like, to think that you're going to get away with it and that it's actually a funny thing to do and then post it on social media.
This is one of the things I'm so thankful in my life that when I was growing up, we did not have social media. You had to pack around a 300-pound video camera on your shoulder just to do home videos, because that would have been me. Like, the Texas police caught up with her. She's 17 years old. You'd make some of the worst mistakes, make some of the dumbest decisions when you're a teenager, that I'm so glad we did not have social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, any of that while I was growing up, because that would be me.
We wouldn't be here right now.
No, not at all. I'd be felony tampering in jail in Texas somewhere.
What makes you think that's okay, though? Like, just to totally mess with someone else's food, like, come on. Why? For what reason would you do that?
So she's 17, so she's going to be facing juvenile charges, so she probably won't be facing the 20 years in jail.
Sure.
But her boyfriend, who took the video, is 18, so he's looking at adult charges as well, just for videotaping his girlfriend licking ice cream.
Seriously, arrogance and stupidity.
Now, Walmart did say they got rid of all their half gallons of Bluebell tin roof ice cream. They dumped them all.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, even though there's video of her just licking one. They're like, bleep this. They're all going in the trash.
Well, they have to. Gosh.
You can see what Joe describes as a monster on her Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's top of the hour shower thoughts.
Humans are mostly physically vulnerable when naked, yet nothing is more physically threatening than a naked person running at you.
That is true. Pets are just children without the student loans.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
We're going to play a fun little game called Just the Revenge Tip.
Ooh.
That a 24-year-old woman from New York has been charged with grand theft in Florida, where authorities allege she used her boyfriend's credit card to leave a $5,000 tip for a waitress who served her breakfast.
Oh, gosh.
Now, keep in mind, the bill was $55. Which, one, that's an expensive breakfast. But two, the $5,000 tip equals out to about 10,000%.
Good Lord.
She left a 10,000% tip.
And he's got a $5,000 limit on his credit card. That's pretty cool, too. Good for him. I'll bet he's got a great credit score.
Yeah, well done, sir. That's the unsung hero of the story, of this man's credit score.
Which is now gone.
There's no way I'd get a $5,000 limit. Right. So apparently, she was upset with her boyfriend because, I don't know if they were on vacation together, but she was in Florida. She's from Buffalo. And she's like, hey, I need to get back home. Buy me my plane ticket. And he's like, no, I'm not buying you a plane ticket. You're out of your mind. So then,
why does he have to?
He put a hold on his credit card because he was afraid she was going to buy a plane ticket to go home, I guess. And then the day the hold came off the credit card is the day she went and bought breakfast on it and dropped $5,000.
Are you kidding me? You spiteful jerk. Yeah.
Now the interesting part is, I could care less about this relationship. I mean, red flags are going up everywhere. You can see her mugshot on her Facebook
this
page.
This ain't lasting.
Yeah, KCMQ Morning Shag. But police are saying it's up to the waitress and the restaurant on whether or not she has to give the tip back. Because he called frantically and was like, hey, wait a minute. This is not legal. She can't do this. And the restaurant's like, well, we already paid the waitress the tip. Sorry, bro. Huh. So it's up to the waitress now on if she wants to give that tip back.
But it was stolen.
That's
stolen. I think the restaurant's got to be kind of on the hook for that because they know and they can be like, oh, yeah, we actually have the power to go, okay, let's reverse this stolen credit card. That's not cool.
I wanted to keep my tip.
Well, of course, I'd want to keep it, too.
I want to keep that $5,000. If it's up to me, I'm going to tell you sorry, SOL, do something about your crazy girl.
Well, yeah, she's already dumped. She's got to be dumped by
now. Leave her in jail, but you ain't getting your $5,000 back.
Well, come on. You need that. It was stolen.
You've already played.
I want it, too. I want that $5,000. I want it desperately, but...
Yeah. I can't give it back. I've already started to spend it in my head. As soon as I saw that, I'm already paying bills. I'm getting some new fishing gear. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry your life sucks, but I'm keeping that $5,000.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Eye drops from Walgreens are now being recalled, which is another way of saying a lot of stoners showed up to work today wearing sunglasses.
Oklahoma woman's Jeep was destroyed after her iPhone exploded. Firemen say it was the phone's replacement battery that started the fire, but could have been much worse if her windows had been cracked. Something to think about next time you're choosing between Windows or Apple.
And finally, a 100-year-old man and 102-year-old woman got married in Ohio this weekend. The reception went into the wee hours of the afternoon.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Earlier this morning, we asked the question, what should be Missouri's theme song? I said the 70s band The Shags with Missouri Waltz. Joe said Laura Branigan's Gloria. And I just want to skip over ours because ours sucked compared to what you had to offer. We were all over the map. There were people like Joshua that said dueling banjos playing while some poor soul is squealing like a pig in the background.
Oh, boy. He really went for it there.
That is very, very graphic.
Yikes.
And it seems like we love to hate our home state. The people are never saying anything like really nice or fun songs. It's always something twisted and tormented a bit.
But if it's your state, it's okay. You can rip on it.
Much like this phone call.
My girls were just watching Little Mermaid, and this popped into my head. We've got bullets and bodies aplenty, tornadoes and flooding galore. You want crackheads? I'll show you 20. No big deal. You go to Walmart, there'll be more.
There are always more at Walmart.
And then I get that confused with Aladdin because I want to, it's an all new world.
Part of your world. It's Ariel. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know. It's Disney. But I think our favorite, the one that got the most response all morning long, was the rendition of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweat Home Missouri.
So I couldn't really think of one. So I just wrote my own song for Missouri.
All right.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, so instead of Sweet Home Missouri, I made it Sweat Home Missouri, and it goes like this. Humidity, crackheads, trailer parks, personal property tax is out of hand. St. Louis Cardinals, Stanley Cup winners, the Royals are okay, and the Chiefs are old news. Sweat home, Missouri. It's always humid. Nobody really likes this place. Home of sliced bread. Walt Disney was born here. So was Truman, but no one really knows who he is. Sweat home, Missouri.
Winner! We now have a Missouri theme song we can all love and call our own. Continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
People who step up two stairs at a time are both active and lazy.
Ham and cheese omelets require all three of the main farm animals.
Delicious. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Joe Lowe's back in on the morning shag, filling in for Trevor, who's gone all week. And I bet Trevor is counting his lucky stars that he's not here this morning, because my phone blew up last night. I was getting text messages. I was getting Facebook messages. People were on the morning shag Facebook page sending me the link. I get it. I got you covered. That the headline reads, "Loud fart helps police sniff out suspect hiding from arrest."
Is this one of those stories where the headline just says it all?
My goodness. And I'm telling you, of course, Missouri's making national news because this happened in Missouri.
Better.
So I saw it on USA Today. It's making the rounds. The New York Post was talking about it. That, yeah.
Would you say everyone's catching wind?
Missouri law enforcement was able to sniff out the location of a person wanted for a controlled substance over the weekend after the suspect passed gas so loudly it gave up their hiding spot. Talk about having a crappy day. So everyone's got jokes. Jokes and jokes and jokes. The Clay County Sheriff's Department posted on Facebook, if you got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loud it gives up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a poop emoji day. Hashtag it happened.
Do you think it really was that loud, or they were that close to him and it was just kind of like a gentle burp, and they...
I'm hoping it was something like that. So the sheriff's department even went to social media saying, that's a good one, man. We gotta give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to sniff him out. And then the Liberty City Police Department was surprised to see the incident slip out, which stinks for the arrestee. The city also gave props to officers for airing out a wanted man's dirty laundry and fanning the flames.
Yay.
Everybody's got jokes.
How would you like to be the cop that gets to take him to the station? Like, okay, can we open the window in the back? Like, do those actually work?
You can see the full story on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
O.J. Simpson turns 72 today. Unfortunately, he had his birthday cake taken away because instead of cutting it, he just kept stabbing it.
Oh my God. Wisconsin man got arrested at a pizza place for walking across tables, stomping on people's pizza, then fighting other people outside. Football season needs to be here now because Packer fans are clearly losing their minds without it.
And finally, beaches in Mississippi are experiencing a toxic algae bloom. I didn't know you could give birth on the beaches in Mississippi.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Man, who hasn't fantasized about being behind the wheel of a Lamborghini?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? I just don't have the $500,000 to throw at it to make this dream real. And neither did one physicist who decided to team up with his son for a backyard project and ended up 3D printing their own Lamborghini for the cost of about 20 grand.
Okay. Okay. I have questions.
Well, hold on a second. Because first off, this is amazing. So if you argue, you know, around $400,000 to $500,000 for a Lamborghini, you get it for 20 grand, that is 95% off.
God.
Which is absolutely incredible. So what are some of your questions?
Well, let's see. I don't know. How do you 3D print a Lambo? Piece by piece?
Yes.
Really?
That they did everything from body panels to the interior parts, the air vents, even the headlights and tail lights. Now, it did need a steel frame so it wouldn't fall apart. So they bought the steel frame. And anything they couldn't 3D print, they just bought on eBay or at a parts supply store.
They just 3D print every individual part of the engine and then throw that together?
Well, the engine is an old Corvette engine that they bought. So that was part of the $20,000 that... Well,
probably the most expensive part,
that they had money invested in it already. I mean, I got the pictures up on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. Clearly, it almost looks like the Batmobile.
It really does.
I mean, it's clearly pieced together piece by piece, but it still looks super badass.
It's like that Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time.
It really is. And they only work on it for about an hour a day. And it all came about because he wanted to do a project with a son. And his son is really into racing video games. So they're like, well, what car do you want? And he's like, I want this Lamborghini that I use in this racing game. So dad's like, all right, I got the 3D printer. Let's start doing this 1 hour a day. And now the car is nearly completed.
That's so cool. I mean, you got your crazy rich parents that are like, hey, what kind of car do you want? Okay, let's go buy it. This guy's like, I got a crazy badass 3D printer. What kind of car do you want to make?
And it's amazing, too, because he avoided any copyright related lawsuits by not using logos, and he altered the design barely. So Lambo can't come and go, hey, copyright infringement. Like, nope.
This guy is smart.
It's not the same.
Like, I don't know about this 3D printer, though. Like, does that take up his entire garage? I don't understand 3D printers.
It's 2019, bro. See the pictures on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Gunpowder is just angry sand.
If you ever find yourself naked in public, it's way better to cover your face than your genitals.
Good luck trying that. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
I can't tell if this is the coolest or the worst mom ever, that Jennifer Yeager is 49 years old.
Cool name.
From Dixon, Illinois. So what happened was earlier this week, her and her two daughters drove to a friend's house to blow up their brand new inflatable pool. I mean, what a way to spend the summer.
So
yeah, let's
far,
go
so
to some
good.
Friends. Let's blow up the pool. Pool party, yo!
Yeah.
Have a great time. But when it was time to leave, instead of deflating the pool, because we all know that's a hassle, that takes way too much time, just dump the water out, put it on the roof of your car, and then have your two kids sit in the pool on the roof of your car while you drive home. Duh.
Is that a thing?
Well, that's what she got arrested for.
Wait, but she took the water out?
Yes.
Oh, it would have been so much more fun if she'd left the water in and put it on top of the car.
So she legitimately put one of those plastic inflatable pools that you can get at any Walmart on top of her little SUV, and she didn't want it to blow away, so she put her children in the pool on top of the car and drove home.
I mean, physically, it makes perfect sense. The thing was it right side up?
Yeah.
If it was upside down, then it's a parachute, and you put your kids in that, they're flying away for sure.
No, it's like sitting in the pool with no water on top of a car while you're driving home. Now, of
Sounds
course,
fun.
It's 2019, so someone spotted and tattled, because we love being the parents of other people's children.
Oh, God, yes.
And called the cops, and she was arrested on two counts of child endangerment, two counts of reckless conduct, and one count of failure to secure a passenger between 8 and 16.
Are you serious? All of that?
She got in a lot of trouble.
Was she on the interstate?
And that's what it doesn't say, that I'm curious. Is this just a side road where she was only going like 5 or 10 miles per hour? Or did she like jump on I-70 and was screaming at 80 miles an hour with her kids on the roof? Don't know.
In that case, I'd be like, all right, yeah, maybe you should be arrested, do a little time, pay some fines, whatever. But yeah, if you're going down a back road, 5, 10... whatever. And the kids, you know they're having the time of their life up on the roof.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And call me old-fashioned, but they're your kids. Part of me believes that you want to endanger your child, that's your child.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Jason Biggs, the star of American Pie, says he wasn't aroused when he had sex with the pie in that iconic scene. The pie, on the other hand, was very turned on.
Mountain Dew is releasing a mystery flavor for Halloween called Voodoo. Packaging even has a Grim Reaper on it. It's the tastiest, most badass-looking way to get a kidney stone.
And finally, Arkansas has been voted the worst state to live due to a variety of factors, like high crime, poor health care, and the fact that its airports haven't been updated since the Revolutionary War.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
You can do it! A new study in the Journal of Sports Medicine and Sports Science found a trick to performing better. And it might just work in other situations and not just sports. What they found was that talking to yourself in second person makes you perform better. For example, you got to say, you can do this, instead of, I can do this.
Well, if you're talking to yourself like that in your head, you're probably not going to be doing anything good.
That's how it usually is when I give myself a pep talk. Like when I speak in second person, it's like the coach of, you can do this. Come on, you got this. Do this. But then if I do it the other way, it's like, hey, I can do this.
I'm a good athlete. I totally got this.
Good at this. Watch me.
It's such a good point, though, because thinking about it, like playing baseball, everything growing up, running cross country, even softball at Rainbow Fields now, when you're in your own head, you're always talking to yourself like, come on, you got this. Quit being a dumbass. Like, get your head out of your rear and hit the ball over the fence.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just from years of playing competitive sports. I mean, I was a college athlete and all that, of all the coaches just yelling at me, that it got ingrained in my brain of talking to myself like that. But for as long as I can remember, I've never been like, hey, I can do this. No, it's always when you're doing a pep talk, it's always you. Like, you're taking a step back from yourself to pretty much scream at yourself to do better. And that's what they kind of talk about, that those who talk themselves in second person consistently did better in the study, and they have two theories on why. Saying you instead of I might help psychologically by giving you a more distanced perspective, like you're on the outside looking in. Or it mimics, like we were talking about earlier, the way a coach or parent would speak to you, and that alone puts you in a more disciplined mindset.
So by us doing this, playing sports all of our lives, we've just been ahead of the curve. We knew this study was going to happen. We're totally just on board with it. They probably got the idea from us.
And now that I'm so old and out of shape, I give myself pep talks just to get out of bed, but I still do it the right way. Get your ass out of bed. You can do this.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Gunpowder is just angry sand.
If you ever find yourself naked in public, it's way better to cover your face than your genitals.
Good luck trying that. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee's sells it. Lee'sTireCompany.com.
You have to keep in mind that not all heroes wear capes. Because there was a woman that had a heart attack while overdoing it at a swinger festival this past weekend.
Overdoing it. You're talking about what I think you're talking about, right?
Oh, am I. That there is a 52-year-old woman in England, and she's a swinger, which is amazing. Good for you. Good for you. And this past weekend, she and her husband went to something called Swingfields Festival in England, which is called Europe's biggest sex festival.
This is a thing.
And they're just living the life. Can you imagine 52 years old just going to the biggest sex festival in the world?
Yeah, but
that's
not
amazing.
Not even boning with your own wife or husband. Like, you're at this sex fest, but these other people are having at it.
She brought her A game, man.
Clearly.
That she participated in a bunch of the different events, like jelly wrestling, nude tug of war, and of course, some group festivities as well.
How does naked tug of war does not sound sexy?
No, you get a rope burn where you don't really want a rope burn. But she was working so hard that she had a heart attack, and one witness said she was, quote, overdoing it. Take a moment for that to sink in, that you're a 52-year-old woman at the largest sex festival in Europe, and someone's going, oh yeah, we know Cheryl. She was overdoing it.
You get a reputation among that bunch. Yeah, maybe.
Could you imagine that that's the quote? What was Karen doing at this festival to where someone else during the new tug of war is like, oh yeah, she was overdoing it.
I think you're asking the wrong question. What wasn't she doing?
Now, the good news is she survived and she's recovering and actually looking forward to going again next year.
Oh, great. Yeah. Hair of the dog.
And even though the heart attack briefly made the 700 or so swingers at the festival take a break, they quickly got right back to the action.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Millie Brown from Stranger Things has launched a new footwear line, but the shoes only come in size 11.
I don't get it. I don't watch the show, but I'll bet it's funny. New study claims that men who get nose jobs and neck lifts are seen as more attractive and masculine. Not even kidding, though, the study was done by plastic surgeons. Also, brand new study by me says that's a phenomenal crock of duty.
And finally, Saturn is currently visible from Earth, even though I still prefer to stare at Uranus.
Hi-oh!
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Finally, there is a plan of action that I think we can all get behind. In a time where we're so divided, we finally have a group of people rallying together for something we can believe in. Finally, a quarter of a million people have pledged to storm the gates of Area 51 in search of alien life.
That just sounds like a brilliant idea.
Oh, we're cooking with gas now, kids.
Didn't somebody just get shot a few months ago by just strolling on into Area 51?
Now, this is a legitimate group of heroes that are on Facebook that have band together to put forth a plan to charge the walls of the infamous Area 51 military base in an effort to discover the truth.
That's, I don't know if that's a good idea or not. I mean, we know Area 51 exists. That is very much a thing. But wouldn't these people, like if they're truthers, alien people, whatever, know that Area 51 is one of the most heavily guarded bases in the country?
No, if not the world. And is this the reason that Trevor took this week off? Because this news this news broke. Did he get a call to go home to Area 51 to reinforce the base to prepare for said invasion of humans?
You know, it would make sense because if there's, what, like 300,000 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 300,000 people and they're saying, like, you can't stop all of us, which, one, is total BS. Yes, you can all be stopped.
Don't drone strike.
Don't fool yourself. But maybe the government is like, hey, Trevor, we need some of that alien technology because we don't want to mow all these people down. I mean, that is a PR nightmare. So maybe he can put up some sort of force field.
Just vaporize them all.
That is terrifying.
No, the Facebook group is literally called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us.
Oh, see, that, I mean, they are.
And it has nearly 300,000 members who are planning to storm the gates of Area 51 around 3 a.m. on Friday, September 20th.
Oh, through cover of darkness.
Oh, so not only
but have, announcing yourselves.
Yeah, not only have they started a public Facebook page, but they've announced the date. And they said that we will all meet up at Area 51 Alien Center, the Alien Center tourist attraction, and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, which is an anime thing, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens.
These people are insane. Do you think, actually, maybe, plot twist, they're aliens that are doing this, and they're trying to get their friends back who have been imprisoned in Area 51. So maybe this Naruto run, like they're actual alien beings, they're going to make it in while they're just using us stupid humans as shields.
Yeah, it's pretty much Area 51 is just the impound lot that they're trying to get their 1965 Impala UFO back.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Porn is bad because it gives people a totally unrealistic idea of how fast a plumber or an electrician will come to your house.
This is going to be a tough one to beat. The quote, "Someone always has it worse," applies to everyone but one poor bastard.
Well said. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
There was a study of sex playlists on Spotify to find the most popular song to listen to during sex.
Fantastic.
And they were all a bunch of artists that I'd never heard of. Like Trey Songz was the number one, and the song's called Neighbors Know My Name. Don't know it. Not familiar with it.
Trey Songz with a Z?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't really care.
No.
Because here at the Morning Shag, we try to think, what is the perfect song to get your freak on to? Because in my opinion, I think music is overrated when it comes to the act of coitus. I like being in it. I like being immersed in the act that is coitus. I want to hear the sounds. I want to smell the smells. I want to see the sights. I don't need music.
It just waters it down, muddies it up.
It really does. It gets in the way. Gets in the way of the art.
Now, I would say if you're going to listen to music, though, there's so many songs that are like, oh, yeah, well, like Feel Like Making Love or Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. But I don't want dudes.
You don't want
serenading
a guy
me.
Singing what, you?
Yeah, because you're thinking about that band or the dude. It's like, no. Give me a Casey Musgraves, Shania Twain, Reba McEntire, Carrie Underwood. Maybe if it's going to be a guy, Prince. Anything by Prince.
Well, maybe this will change your mind about the male lead singer. Because if I had to pick one song, the one song to listen to while you're having sex, it would have to be Tommy from Bob's Burgers.
I'm a bad man with the master plan, and the ladies call me Tex. And the one thing all the ladies know is I'm good at having sex. I leave my shirt on, that's okay, don't make me feel self-conscious, babe. Sex. When you're done, say that was fun, we might have made a little son. I'm good at sex, you're bad at sex. I'm good at sex, you're bad at sex. I'm good at sex, you're bad at sex. I'm good at sex, you're bad at sex.
Holy bucket.
One of the greatest songs of all time. We also took your phone calls earlier this morning at 1-800-455-1967. What's the best song to listen to while you're having sex?
I can't quite remember the name, but Shaq, maybe you can help me. If you're hungry and you're going to be late.
Oh, you're God. In luck. I totally have that.
When you're hungry
and you're going to be late.
You want your chicken from a guy
6'8".
It's Shaq.
The Morning Shag is here. Cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck. Oh, I have another one.
When you're hungry
and you're going to be late.
You want your chili
from a guy 6'8". It's Shaq.
The slip and slide is here. Slide, slide. Slide, slide. Oh, I'm getting in the mood now. How about one more?
You don't know what to do.
You want your chicken from a guy
6'2".
It's Travers.
Chicken and ketchup.
I'm 6'1".
Not when you have high heels on, buddy.
Not when you got high heels on, buddy. Trevor can never escape that. You can go on vacation all you want, my friend. But the Chicken Shag and the Chicken Trevor song will never go away.
That was like a minute's worth of the... So just about the right time, right?
Yeah, nailed it.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.